Saturday Morning Magazine with Bruce Farrell continues on WPTF.
It's that time of year, back to school, and a lot of parents are also dealing with other issues, such as caring for their parents. We'll be talking in a moment with Teresa Reed. She is the owner of Synergy Home Care of Gastonia here in North Carolina. The sandwich generation, as many of you know, is when individuals have both children and their aging parents, possibly in home or having to do some care, thus the term sandwich generation. And more than 10,000 people turn 65 every day, and more than 54% of adults in their 40s are caring for children and their elderly parents. Well, Teresa, welcome to the program. What are some of the key issues that these folks in the sandwich generation are dealing with? And in a moment, we'll maybe talk about some solutions.
Well, thank you for having me. A lot of the issues deal with compounding duties. So you have the duties of rearing children, rides to school, sports and extracurricular activities, helping with homework, helping to acclimate your child to school with new routines, new teachers. And that's compounded by the duties that you owe to your aging parents, which may be picking up medications, helping with food preparation, light housekeeping duties, things of that nature.
Well, let's talk about some of the strategies, and I know that your organization is part of the solution. You guys provide certain care services for folks, but let's break it down a little bit. Let's talk about at home. What are the things that can be done at home to ease the pressure on those in the sandwich as they're caring for their growing children and their aging parents?
One thing that we have to remember is that it's okay to ask for help. So we have to accept the mindset that it's okay to reach out to those family members who can provide that extra support. Divide the task. You can start family group chats. You can start calendars, planners to kind of help delegate things that can be delegated amongst other members of the family to help alleviate some of that stress.
I would guess that maybe even the children, depending on their age and maturity level, could be a part of the solution here, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, kids respond really well to having chores. They may gripe a little bit initially, but it actually helps build more character.
And I would suspect that in the long term, looking back, they would be able to say if they were able to be a part of their grandparents' care, that may provide some good memories for them.
And build a closer relationship with those family members. Absolutely.
Now, we've talked a little bit about some of the solutions at home, and there's other organizations, Meals on Wheels. As you said, it's no shame to ask for help, and there's plenty of places to get it. If you have a job on top of all of that, you're having to go to work every day, and you're dealing with children, and you're dealing with aging parents, what are some of the things that you can do there to possibly ease the burden a bit?
One thing you can start by doing is just informing your boss. So most people understand that we have fluid lifestyles with different responsibilities towards different aspects of our lives. So letting your employer know what's going on a lot of times will help them to help you. Your human resources department at work can also be of service. There are organizations such as the Employee Assistance Program that can provide you with resources as well.
Now, let's talk as we wrap this up. Let me kind of circle back. What are some of the key things that you need to be looking out for? Obviously, this stress is the number one, but what are some of the other things that you might need to be concerned about to make sure that you are not in a bad situation if you are in the sandwich generation?
So if you're finding that you have a shorter fuse than normal, you can't focus or sleep, your performance at work is slipping, irregular eating habits, and we all joke about those glasses of wine that we need in the evening at the end of the day. But if you're finding that you're indulging more, then there may be a need for reflection.
I would guess that the COVID-19 pandemic has also caused an impact on this situation.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely more stressors related to, you know, concerns that those aging family members are going to get sick, you know, kids not being able to get vaccinated until just recently, And then, you know, that if they do indeed get sick, you have to be concerned about the lingering effects. Long COVID is a real thing.
Well, we're going to wrap this up, and obviously your organization has more information and can possibly be part of the solution as well. So let me allow you to mention any websites or resources that folks can take advantage of if they are indeed in the sandwich generation.
We actually do offer just this type of resource on our website. You can download the Ultimate Caregiver Guide at synergyhomecare.com under our respite care resources section.
And as you've mentioned, it is, you should not be too proud to ask for help. So we'll close it with that. We want to thank Teresa Reed. She is the owner of Synergy Home Care in Gastonia, North Carolina, talking about the sandwich generation, dealing with aging parents and growing children. And we thank you for taking time for us.
Thank you for having me this morning, Bruce.
Saturday Morning Magazine continues.